Yeah, I learn my mazele, lazandine brushwick flea, daddy last and a year ocean, auntie better hay her dream. Oh, be good is dear for trowel, Jesus dear. Gave me sailing drum and to shower nights of life and ailing leave me in that labor stillman blissful lip that is my love here it makes some say I'm happen. Linden, mine, sailing out. Oh, the good is dear for trowel. Jesus, dear, gave me sailing drop and it's a shower. Nights of life and ailing. Andre, soup, loaf. Be kind, sagen the nur of thee. Lass, oh, lass me nicht allein. Hey, beheer und stärke me. Oh, wie gut ist dir vertrauen. Jesus, dir, gave me. Sailing drop and it's a shower, nights of life and ewig glee. Nur zu dir steht mein Vertrauen, dass kein Leben mich erschreckt. Mit dem Harten deiner Flieger, sei mein wehrlos Haupt bedeckt. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir gebe ich mich. Selig trauben, dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben, ewiglich. Gnade um Gnade, Palestino, sind in dir, O Jesu mein. Lass die Heilung mich bestreben, nimm gereinig mich herein. O, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir, gebe ich mich. Selig drauben, dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben, ewiglich. Du bist ja das Lebensquelle, die den Durst auf ewig still. Sei der Born in meinen Herzen, der zum ewigen Leben quill. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir gebe ich mich. Selig drauben, dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben, ewiglich. Sometimes when I'm weary, Satan wars with my soul to get my mind off the cross. Then I start fighting battles Christ has already won. Ain't a war Satan's already lost. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in its life-cleansing flood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. Oh, can you picture Calvary and that one spotless lamb that suffered and died for my sins? His blood rained so deep that it covered my soul, and Satan, you cannot enter in. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in its life-cleansing flood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. Oh, can you picture Calvary and that one spotless lamb that suffered and died for my sins? His blood rained so deep that it covered my soul, and Satan, you cannot enter him. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in its life-cleansing blood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood.
If I stay on my knees
when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. That's one thing you can't do. You can't walk through the blood, Satan can't. Cause you got one more valley, one more hill. You got one more trial, one more tear, one more curve in life's road, one more line left to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. When I'm tossed on life's sea, and the waves covered me, and the dark clouds won't let the sun shine through, then a voice seems to say, child, there'll be a brighter day. None the loudest storm to thrust in heaven's view. Cause you got one more valley, one more hill. You got one more trial, one more tear, one more curve in life's road, one more mile left to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. Don't let Satan see your tears. Learn to smile away your fears. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile. Just be faithful all the way. 'Twill be worth it all someday. For it'll be worth after a while. Cause you've got one more valley, one more hill. You've got one more trial, one more tear, one more curve in life's road, one more mile left to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. Don't let Satan see your tears. Learn to smile away your fears. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile. Just be faithful all the way. 'Twill be worth it all someday. For it will be over after a while. Cause you got one more valley, You've got one more trial, one more tear, one more curve in life's road, one more mile left to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. He that endures to the end will be saved. We saw many casualties along the road of life. They give up. They haven't even finished the course and they give up. Pack it in. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Men will be lovers of self more than lovers of God. Filled with vain pride, worldly pleasures have drawn them away. But if we're his children, we must share the chastising rod. For those that he loves, he'll teach them to trust and obey. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. They often grow weary and so often they lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. You're too near the end of the way. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. They often grow weary and so often they lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. You're too near the end of the way. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Some people believe his coming is still far away, but we got it right down to the day. October 15th, 2021. You could do the math. We found all this in the scripture. The word of God will never fail. They keep kicking the can down the road. They often get weary and they lay down their load. But see, we got it right down today. You can do it yourself. Just go do the math. October the 15th. You had 1,260 days. That's the 70th week of Daniel. That promise, God promised there's going to be another week left. And that's the time we're living in. For you and I, everything is so cut and dried and simple because we've been in the Bible all our lives. And now it's going to begin to pay off because we're not confused. We're not caught up in that charismatic stuff out here. We see exactly October the 15th, 2021, you had 1,260 days to that, and then that's the middle. That's the middle of the 7-year period that God is using to restore Israel once again. Really, at that time, once again, restore Israel. Well, he gave us the mandate, and he gave us the understanding of it. He told the disciples, it's not for you to know. In other words, he's telling them, you're not going to be living in that time frame. Mm-hmm. You get still 2,000 years out. So it's no use for me telling you when that time will be, but there will be somebody living in that time frame, and I'm going to let them know. And when it's happened. He let you and I in on it. You know exactly right to the day. One day I'm driving along and he dropped on that midnight cry to me. And I saw the whole end time. It's all mapped out, all scriptured out, all blueprinted out mm-hmm. before the foundation of the world. And here we're telling Amen. People it's October the 15th, 2021. That's when that week started. That's when he's going to, and when he started to once again restore Israel. It's still in the making, and still the 7 years are not done yet. But that's why you see all this war in Israel. That's why they're fighting wars on eight fronts, and they're winning, and they'll keep on winning, and then eventually they'll take their land back, and they'll build their temple. It's all prophesied, but there's got to be a temple when Jesus comes back. There's going to be a temple to be sitting in there. Just that simple, and we get it right down to the day, because that's all we've ever done, just digging around in that word. But this coming the day, like it's easy, but they'll pack it in. That's what they're going to be doing here. And they don't know. They believe his coming is still far away. It's right down to the day. I never believe that I'll ever know it now here. And I'm not only knowing it, I'm telling people where it's at, you know. And, just that simple. Mm-hmm. We got it right to the day. It's not. We don't have to grope around in the dark. And that people can find it, the people can believe it too if they want to. We can't push it down their throats. See, there's an answer, you know. There's all, God always had an answer. You keep trusting him, he'll have an answer, and then he happens to give you and I the responsibility and the mandate to tell people. Nobody knows it except you and I. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's written there, but they read it, but they don't have the revelation on it, because the Church of the Living God, Jesus said, he'll build his church on revelation. Once you get the revelation, no devil in hell can take it away from you. I knew these leaders were corrupt and they called it. That's why I stood up to the plate. And they tried to put me in the outs and all that. But that, I knew what I said. I knew what I seen. I seen what I seen was true. And then at the end of the day, you just stick with it and eventually you're going to see. They're just going to crumble because Babylon is falling. That whole religious infrastructure, that's all part of that Babylon system. That's all coming down in the week of Daniel, because you can see it. Babylon is falling, it's falling. Babylon is that religious apparatus. Everything that pertains to the natural man, like religion and all that stuff, and the charismatic movements, these are all part of Satan's trickery to deceive the masses. And that's all coming down. And, started October the 15th, 2021, 7 years. There'll be nothing left. And then an angel comes down and does exactly what the Bible says. He takes a chain and throws them into hell. There's it. And Satan is no more. And God sets up his, the day of the Lord kicks in. And, oh man, it's all so crystal clear to you and I. Mm-hmm. It kind of, like a child can understand it. It's written. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him. I shall know him as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him. I shall know him by the print of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him by the prints of the nails in his hand.
There's a haven to gain and hell to shun. The way is still free. There's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. There's a haven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loosed his faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah,
his truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
hallelujah, his truth is marching on. Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The other translation, but Noah found favor in the sight of the Lord. But Noah found Canaan before the inhabitant. See, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You gotta look at what did Noah do different that he found grace in the eyes of the Lord? He must have done something that would attract God's attention. Mm-hmm. And the run of the mill at that time, when it was a cool thing, not to follow the trend, you know. It was, everybody followed the trend. Everybody thought
wise that filth down from Nod, that Satan sent in from Nod, that the daughters of Cain.
Mm-hmm.
You could go back. I read it. I read Genesis 6 for years. I just kept reading Genesis from 1 to 6. I saw there's something in there, and I just wasn't getting it. My God destroyed a complete nation. I had to find out the reason he did it. And then I saw that scripture years ago. Noah found grace in the eyes of God. What did Noah do? That was different. If you go back and you analyze it, then that's why I say I just kept reading and reading and reading from Genesis 1 to 6 because I saw there's something in there that I didn't see. And I didn't realize until I listened to Brother Branham, I mean, the prophet of the age. That's why it's so important to get to know that the message of Brother Branham and Brother Jacks, because that's the key. That's the key that unlocks the end time.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, as I was listening, I heard Brother Branham say, the sons of Seth, they were the sons of God. You can go back and check out the genealogy and see, we're just laying it out now. It was the sons of Seth, they were the sons of God, and the daughters of men, that's what it says. The sons of God and the daughters of men, the daughters of men, the daughters of God, the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took unto them wives, all of whom they choose, because it says they don't want to be led by his spirit anymore. They were, up until that filth came down from the land of Nod, the daughters of Cain, because the daughters of Cain, they didn't have no heavenly virtue of none kind.
Mm-hmm.
They had absolutely zilch. You could go read it like I did. I just went and read it from Genesis 1 to 6, and I saw the genealogy. It's all about genealogy, the genetics, all about genetics. And then the sons, the daughters of Cain, they didn't have no genetics. It came from that serpent. And Cain didn't have no godly genetics whatsoever. He was just an ordinary, he was just a beast-like creature. He was just a natural guy. And then when Cain killed his brother, he went down into the land of Nod, wherever that might be. He was completely out of the county, away from the sons of Seth, and away from the completely different land area. And then as time went on, these people down in the land of Nod, these women, these men, they got so vicious and so vile, they would abuse these women and terrorize them because there was nothing godly and nothing moral about them. And then they went down and they went over to the daughters to the sons of God because they wanted to continue on with their diabolical satanic lifestyle, with their sex. And all they did, they presented them in a sexual manner,
mm-hmm.
like you see out there today. It's all about sex. And that's how what happened back then. And they presented themselves, and they said, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair, and they took all of them wives, all of whom they chose. They did not want to be led by the Spirit of the living God. But up until that time, the Spirit of God was leading them and directing them where to go. And then see, you can go back and you can read why Noah found grace in the eyes of God, because everybody got married around before they were 100 years old. Back then, a lot of people lived up till they were 800-900 years old. See what Noah did? He didn't get married until, he didn't have any children until they were about 500 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I read it and I began to see some things. Why did Noah find grace in the eyes of God? He didn't take that filth from Nod. He spent a lot of time analyzing everything. He saw what was going on back in that day, and it was a cool thing to go down and get a girl from Nod. It was ordinary procedure. What everybody did that, even his dad Lamech or whatever his dad was, he went and he got a land down a girl down from the land of Nod. It was like I say, it's a spirit of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The devil takes over, and then it becomes standard. You know, it becomes
right.
The way of life,
mm-hmm.
just like it is today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool thing to do. What's going on? That charismatic religion out there, it's a cool thing. But see, back then it was trying to find out. I tried to find out what did Noah do that was different. Well, like I say, he didn't get married until, I can show you, I think it was 500 years old mm-hmm. before he had sons and daughters.
Mm-hmm.
He only had sons. He didn't have any daughters. And see, society had become so polluted with that intermingling. It was all about sex
that's
because
right.
that's all the devil can produce. That's mm-hmm. what he did back in the garden, and then he just introduced sexual pleasure, and that's all that they did down there in the land. And up here in the land of Can and Eden, all these people before they got involved with that filth down from not, all these people, the sons of Seth, all they were interested in knew exactly what you and I are doing. We get up in the morning and we start the day with prayer and with song and we'd have a conversation. That's all the sons of Seth were interested in, just like you and I are. We're not interested in that sex and that filth. And at the end of the day, we found grace in the eyes of God so much that the Lord gave us the mandate and the responsibility to tell people about what's going on, tell people where we're living at time. That's why we are doing what we're doing, because somehow we found grace in the eyes of God. We didn't follow that religious trend out there. We didn't go along with that charismatic spirit. We didn't go along with that other thing. We saw the cracks in it, and we started speaking out against it, and we began to withdraw from that, just like Noah did. He was kind of an oddball.
Mm-hmm.
He was a place for mockery,
That's kind of right.
A guy that they found a reason to mock him. No matter what he did, the minute he walked down to the store to get some supplies, they'd stand at the corner and they'd mock him. Every time they'd see him, they would mock him. They would make fun of him. But see, he knew he had a mission because he found grace in the eyes
mm-hmm.
of God. And when you and I, when we find grace in the eyes of God, you're going to be mocked because the devil's got you on his hit list, and he's got his eyes set on you to try to destroy you and to demoralize you. And that's what they're doing, just exactly what they're doing to you and I. We found grace in the
mm-hmm.
eyes of God. That's why we're so consistent. That's why we're doing what we're doing here. And that's why the Lord put us together. We both found grace in the eyes of God. Before you and I knew each other, we already had found grace in the eyes of God, because I already know that God sent the prophet, and then you got the book, and then you saw it, and that's finding grace in the eyes of God when you come to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. I know there's a lot of people that believe it, but a lot of people, they were born into it, or their parents, it was a hand-me-down to a lot of people. They don't take it serious. But see, you and I, we had to fight our way through it
mm-hmm.
to find that thing. And that's why we found grace in the eyes of God, just like Noah. He found grace in the eyes of God because he didn't go along with the tradition. He didn't go along with the trend. I went back and I studied what was different about Noah. And then I found out exactly what I'm saying here. Everybody got married before they were 100 years old or around about that time, like I say. Noah, he looked back, he saw what was coming on. He saw what that filth that come down from Nod was doing. He saw society beginning to decay. He stepped back and he took a good look at it. That's just exactly what you and I do. We stepped back and we saw the corruption and then other thing and then all the cults out there. We began to see things with a clarity because, see, we found grace in the eyes of God. That's right. We begin to look at things a little different from a little bit of a different angle. And then now here we see these things and we're putting it out there and let the chips fall where they may. But see, the bottom line is we found grace in the eyes of God just like Noah. Then he began to say some things and do some things, and the Lord told him to build a boat, build an ark. And then, like I say, everybody thought it was a cool thing to go out and mock them. Every time they saw them, they would make fun of them. But that's what they're doing to us. When they see it, they smirk, and they make fun of us, and they do whatever, exactly what they did to Noah. But see, they don't bother us. It just we just keep chipping away, you know. We got another mile to go, and if you find grace in the eyes of God, you're going to persevere. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life. You know, many things you do for us, Lord. In fact, Lord, that we find grace in the eyes of God, that we find grace in your own sight, Lord. And now you give us the mandate to continue on with the program, Lord. And we are so grateful. And we just ask for grace that you'll help us to be overcomers in the day and hour we're living in. Be able to crucify the flesh and stay the course and keep our limbs all trained and burning, Lord, because we realize we're living in very perilous times, Lord. We're living in the end of time, ending of days. You've given us the mandate, and you not only give us the mandate, you've given us the exact right today when you're going to start activating the week of Daniel. I'm there 7 years, and then towards the end, and then everything is blueprinted out in your word. We just happen to give us the understanding of it, Lord, and we're eternally grateful. We just pray, Lord, we'll never take it for granted that all the understanding that you've given us, Lord. We just want to pray, Lord, you'll open the hearts of the people that you're going to begin to see this, what you're trying to say here for the last 30, 40 years, Lord. We just pray you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's the bottom line. If you don't find grace in the eyes of God, see, we would like to, like I keep telling you, I wish everybody would see what we see. I wish we could go out there and help people, but they can't. They gotta go do their part. And then you wonder why we're all by ourselves. Why are we put on the outs from everybody? Well, that's what happened to Noah, because Noah found grace in the eyes of God. You and I, we found grace in the eyes of God. So what does the devil do? The devil knows that we're off to the races and that we're up to eternal life. And he knows that God gave us the revelation of it. And that's the very thing that the devil be trying to hide, that the day and hour we're living in. He wants everybody to just keep kicking the can down the road. Oh, there's still lots of time. But see, you and I, we tapped into that exactly where we are at time. And Satan doesn't like that. He wants people to... He does not want people to know where they're living in time. So what does he do? He does everything he can to try to discourage us, try to make us irrelevant, try to make us, we're the bad people and they're the good people. But see, we got a revelation. We found grace in the eyes of God. That's why we're doing what we're doing, because we can't do no other. We just ask God for grace to continue on with the program, because every devil in hell is on our case. These religiologists out there, these religious leaders, they know that we have something they don't have, and they do everything they can to attack us and to make us irrelevant, then to put us in the outs, and all that's all part of it. Just like Noah, he was put in the outs by everybody. He was just going up there, doing his thing, build his ark, and eventually got done, and eventually that flood came and took them all away. In the meantime, Noah, he was in that ark, and he was sailing off to safety and to a new world. And that's just the way it is going with you and me. And we're just going to continue on, hold on to the fort. And eventually, as time goes on, you'll see somewhere between now and 2028, there's going to be a rapture. We don't know the day and the hour of the rapture, but we know it's going to happen before Jesus comes back the second time, when the heavens will be open. Between now and then, there's somewhere along the way there's a rapture. So that temple is going to be built, like we read the other day in 2 Thessalonians. They were all wondering about the rapture. They were wondering about this, that, and the other. And Paul came along with a revelation that day will not come, except the kind of falling away from it, and that man of sin is going to be revealed. And then they talked about people, they're going to reject the truth, and then because they have not received the love for the truth. Everything that you see that's prophesied back there is actually happening. Everything is happening exactly via the scripture. You see, people, the lovers of flesh is more than lovers of God. People, they hate the truth, they blaspheme the truth. They're mockers, like it says. There'll be mockers arise here in the last days. And that's what they're doing to us. They mock us every time they see it. And they try to make us, like what the Bible says, they make it, what's evil, they're trying to tell it is good. And what's good, they're trying to make it evil. That's the impression that people have about us. They think we're living and we're these two evil people and they're the good guys. Well, it's the opposite. We just have a passion and desire to make it through that glorious rapture because we found grace in the eyes of God. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Keep our limbs all trimmed and burning. We're not playing the game. To us, you and I, this thing is very serious. We're just doing everything we can to keep to hold on to the fort, to keep our limbs all trimmed and burning. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. And like when you will read in Genesis 5, it goes over the genealogy from Adam, Seth, and down to Noah. And you can see that, like you mentioned before, that Noah was 500 years old. It was like all the other ones from Adam down to Lamech, they all were like around the 100-year mark when they had sons and daughters. They were around that age. But when you will read how old Noah was, you can see it down in Genesis 5:32, and Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So he was 500 years old. So he could see the trend of things, like the environment that he was living in. Like you were saying, the sons of men and the daughters of men and the sons of God. There was two categories there, mm-hmm. And you can see that it just means that there was the line of Cain. And then there was the line of Seth. Seth was a pure line. It was from Adam and Eve, whereas Cain was from the line of the serpent. And in that intermingling, when they started to marry, it created giants. And then people started to, everything became corrupt. All seed became corrupt because they were all part of that serpent seed. That what happened and caused man to fall in the Garden of Eden. And so you can see how Noah, he stepped aside and he didn't follow the trend of what was going on. He observed everything and he was hearing a different sound. He was listening for a different sound, just like we today. I know growing up, I was always concerned about where I was going to be when we leave this world. Like I had such a real serious, desperate concern about where I'm going to spend eternity. And I knew that that Hutterite system was not it. See, I didn't follow into the trend of society and just go along with the trend of what society has here. Like, you know, there's this this charismatic movement out there. There's all kinds of voices out there. But you have to be careful what voice you're listening to. If it does not take you back to the scripture and everything, you're going to just follow voices, and in the end of it, it's going to lead you out to hell and death. We stopped and we were listening for a different sound, a different sound, and I could not find it with these preachers out there with the living in a Hutterite system. It was not something that my soul and spirit was happy with and content with, and let me know this is it. It wasn't until I came to the ministry of Our Day and Hour. That's when that different sound that I was listening, was wanting to hear, that would satisfy me. It wasn't until I came to that ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson that helped me. Because, you know, you can see what Jesus said. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be when the Son of Man is being revealed. See, that Noah, everybody was against Noah because he was hearing something different. He knew there's a flood coming. And that's all part of that Noah found grace in the eyes of God. See, that he found grace in God's eyes, and God was able to speak to him and let him know how he can reach towards safety from that flood that's coming. And it's the same way here. Through the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, God let us know how to escape the judgment that's coming upon the face of this world. And it's going to come just like it did in the days of Noah. It's not going to stop here in this generation. There is something coming up. I see when you follow the world trend is just be part of the society, be part, just part of this charismatic movement that these churches have adopted. See, that's all false. That is all hearing from something that is not real. Just like they in the days of Noah, they thought things were going to go on forever, and they just took upon them wives, whoever they pleased. They did not inquire of God anymore. They just did what was right in their own sight. And and the same way with this generation here, they're doing the same thing. There is such a parallel to what happened back in the days of Noah. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God. And the same way, we were hungry for something, for God, and we found grace in the eyes of God, and He brought us to where our understanding be enlightened in order for us to prepare ourselves from the coming of the Lord, so that we can escape from what is going to come. See, there's a lot of peril in the days of Noah. That's why Jesus compared it. As it was, so shall it be. It's the same conditions that were back in Noah's hour, and the same conditions are here. People don't hear you when you speak to them. But it's the same way Noah preached for 100 years, but the people did not hear because they did not find grace in the eyes of God. And in order to hear the voice of God, a person has to find grace in the eyes of God.
Like we were saying, what did Noah do different? See, what Noah did different, he stepped back. And what did you do different when you were asked, back when you were about 18, 19 years old, you were asked, well, so Lorraine, what are you going to do with your life? Are you going to get married? And he said, no, I'm going to see what Jesus has for me. I'm not going to follow that trend that when you get up to a certain age, you just want to get married. You didn't follow that trend, and that's why you are where you are today. You found grace in the eyes of God because you didn't go along with the crowd. You didn't go along just to get along. Mm-hmm. You're kind of a little different. You'll step back, and your brother asks you, what are you going to do? And he said, I'll see what Jesus has for you. And that because you made that decision, you made that cut, you look back and you analyzed everything, you didn't want to go down that trend to destruction. And so you found grace in the eyes of God, and as time went on, you got introduced to the message of Brother Branham and Brother Jack. That's all we can attribute it to. You and I, we found grace in the eyes of God, and I did the same thing. I think I prayed for 10, 15 years for a mate. I didn't just go out there and look for somebody that appealing to the flesh or go along with the trend. I prayed, and sure, it didn't work out the way I thought it should, but at the end of the day, it's at the end of the day that counts. At the end of the chapter, that's when everything will come together. The Lord allowed me to get married to somebody that's completely an opposing force. And the only thing that makes me function is an opposing force. That's what gets you up and going when you have opposing forces. You have somebody that's not on the same page with you. What you do, you seek the scriptures because you're made up of a different caliber. Like I keep saying, there's different... a certain amount of fish, a certain amount of shark that can only operate way down at the bottom of the ocean, and because he can take the pressure. Mm-hmm. See, you and I, we can take the pressure, and like I say, we found grace in the eyes of God. Otherwise, if we didn't find grace in the eyes of God, we would be like everybody else. We would just go along just to get along. Mm-hmm. We just follow the trend like everybody else. But see, we're some kind of an oddball. We're different. We look at things and we sit back and we analyze and we process it in our mind and we look at it from every angle. And then once we see it, this is of the Lord. This is true. Just like I did when I heard about the prophet. I actually told these people, this is a bloody cult. That's exactly what I said. And I don't believe a word you say, but what I'll do, I'll fast and I'll pray and I'll go to the Lord. If the Lord shows me that what you're saying is here is true, that Brother Brennan was that prophet, that Malachi 4 prophet, then I'll believe it. And that's what I did. I started fasting, and after 2 days, the Lord let me know. He came, spoke to me personally. He said, Sam, this is my prophet. If you believe it, you will be blessed. If you don't believe it, it's still my prophet. Mm-hmm. And I got a revelation that Peter Lombranum was that prophet of God. He was that messenger that the Bible talks about. And I began to believe it, and all of a sudden the thing started opening up, and I saw water baptism in Jesus' name. I saw the church ages, and I saw everything, how God is putting this whole thing together. Because now that I found grace in the eyes of God, the Lord just kept leading me on, and that's why he given you and I the mandate to this day. We're just because you and I, we found grace in the eyes of God. Of course you'll be a thing out there, a stone that the builders rejected, because every generation has that stone that the builders rejected. Every generation has a person out there that people mock. Back in the days of Paul, they mocked Paul. Every generation has somebody that found grace in the eyes of God, and that somebody, he is being going to be mocked at, that made fun of, and do exactly what they're doing to you and me. But see, that doesn't bother us, because it says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and say all manner of evil against you, because great is the reward in heaven. Every time they mock us, the reward gets greater and greater. That's why you and I, we're so blessed from the Lord lately. Man, 11, we don't even have to fret about what, mm-hmm. we don't have to engineer nothing. Mm-hmm. The Lord goes out before us. We don't have to go shopping around for a car or shopping around for a house. The Lord just comes during the night, and he says, and just like exactly what it says over in Psalm, as it's some sons that they free aufstehen und her dann like, und as it I brought me seine Freunde gibt er schlafen. He gives us the thing. While we're sleeping, the Lord, like I was sleeping, mind my own business, he woke me up at 5 o'clock, and I saw a missile shooting right here at this end of town. And the next day I went and got in my car, and I went to see what it is, and here was the for sale sign on the house here, out in the yard. And before the day was over, he was practically on the house. See, that's what the Lord is. Mm-hmm. He'll give it to while you're asleep. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happened. We didn't go looking for a new truck, but the Lord moved on us one day, and he just inspired us to go buy a brand new Volvo out of the showroom back when we were a truck, and buy that automatic, and then he began to drive that automatic truck, and then nothing but goodness and mercy, mm-hmm. that the Lord has done, mm-hmm. for us. And then we weren't, like I say, we weren't even looking for a car, and all of a sudden the Lord inspired us to go buy that electric car, completely off the north. That's how the Lord does. He's found grace in the eyes of God, and the Lord just sees to it that everything that we say and do is going to be blessed. Because that's just who God is. Mm-hmm. That's what he did with Noah. Noah found grace in the eyes of God because he was kind of an oddball. He was different. He sat back and he observed it. You can go back and do exactly what we did. That's why it's important to read the Bible. I went back and observed it. What was different about Noah? Well, he didn't have sons and daughters until he was 500 years old, and everybody, the trend was with everybody to take that filth down from Nod. It was cool. It, because people were deceived. They thought it was the thing to do, mm-hmm. and Noah didn't follow for that. Mm-hmm. He didn't go along with that garbage. He saw something was happening. Something was beginning to develop that he could not be identified with. Mm-hmm. That's why he found grace in the eyes of God, and then I'm sure he prayed for many long time before he got a mate, and I'm sure he didn't take that filth down from out. He went and got somebody else for a mate, and somebody that's more, he didn't take that filth from now, that's for sure, because that's why the Lord brought judgment on, because it says, the men, they do not want to be led by my spirit anymore, and they took unto them wives, all of whom they choose. And that's what I say. I prayed for 10 years for a mate. Like I say, it didn't work out the way I thought it should, but in the end of the day, like I say, it's the end of the day that counts. That's the only thing that matters. What happens at the end of the day, at the end of the chapter, because we have here no continuing city. This world is not our home. We're, mm-hmm. we're waiting and developing ourselves for a city to come. There's nothing here in this world because we're on strange ground. We're pilgrims and sojourners here on planet Earth, because we're looking for a city whose builder and ruler is God. This is not here our home. We Our home is somewhere else. Our home is not of this world. This world is not our home. Mm-hmm. Just that simple. You got to get it down into your DNA that these things here, they're fleeting. They're going to disappear just up the road here. Everything that will that is not of God is going to be dismantled. The Babylon is falling. That whole religion, that whole infrastructure that you see, the things that pertain to the natural man, it's all going to disappear when the coming of the Lord. It's all going to dissipate, and it's just going to be exactly what the Bible says. Babylon is falling, is falling, is falling. And a seven-year period, starting October the 15th, 2021, and my 7 years run out, there will be nothing left of this apparatus, this satanic apparatus, the religions and these. All this whole infrastructure was all set up for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's what happened when Adam and Eve made the wrong choice. Now you got this whole mess here, and here it's the end of it. And Satan was given 6 days, 6,000 years to do his dastardly stuff, and his time is running out, and he knows that too. That's why he's really working overtime to make you and I irrelevant. See, if you and I wouldn't be doing what we're doing, then it wouldn't get done. Nobody else would do it because nobody else knows what you and I know. Even if they didn't know it, but they haven't found grace in the eyes of God to continue on with the program, to endure to the end. They pack it in before they, and they compromise with things that all of a sudden they pick up a wrong teaching somewhere along the road of life. Mm-hmm. But see, you and I, we're staying the course because that's the mandate that you and I got from the Lord. It's just that simple. And we just, because we found grace in the eyes of God, that's why we persevere. We're just continuing on because we got nothing else to do. That's our mandate from the Lord. And if you get a mandate from the Lord, just like Noah, he didn't. He found grace in the eyes of God, and he didn't stop with that ark, which was halfway through, like a lot of people do. They quit the journey before it's done. And then Noah, he found grace in the eyes of God. He worked on that ark until it was completely done. Until everything was done. And then when it was done, the Lord opened the door, told to get in that ark, and told the animals to get in there. Then the Lord came down and closed the door. And then the flood came, and he went on to safety. That's what you and I are doing, because we found grace in the eyes of God, and we're doing to the end. That's why we're doing what we're doing. And we have nothing, we take great joy in doing what we're doing, because we found grace in the eyes of God. Just that simple.
That's right. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just come before you and we give you thanks, Lord, for that we found grace in your sight, and you brought us to the righteousness for our day and hour, Lord. Just like Noah, he was not happy with the trend of things, how things were going in society, and he found grace in your sight, and you allowed him to see and build an ark in order to escape what is coming. In the same way here in this age, you brought us to a message that was help us out of this dilemma that's coming. We just give you thanks for all that, and we just pray, Lord, that you'll help people to understand what is coming and why it's coming, and to condition their hearts and their lives accordingly, Lord. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.